I'm going to want one damn good reason coming up here momentarily. Let me tell you this. Mary Kay had the report earlier this week about how Deshaun Watson's mentoring Shedeur Sanders. I know that they talked to a little bit about it in the afternoon show. I know we talked about it a couple days ago. I just got to say this again, because now the conversation changes. They say these things. They have to. They have to be nice about Deshaun. Deshaun has to do everything he's asked to do. Like she said, they were pretty upset that he wasn't there after the injury last year. That's something Mary Kay just said, talking about Deshaun Watson. He knows that his contract hinges on it. He knows that it's probably a very unlikely thing that when this contract is done, it's a very unlikely thing he's probably ever playing in the NFL again. For whatever reason you want to think of, there's a million of them. It's very unlikely he's ever playing in the league again. So he wants every single penny that's left on this contract. And he should. They signed him to the deal. They made the bed. They lay in it. The Browns, they got to say nice things about him because they can't be found to have blackballed one of the clients of one of the most powerful men in sports. David Mulligetta.
It's a really weird situation for the Browns to be in that he's there. Remember, he wasn't doing anything in Cleveland after the original injury. He like went to Miami.
Yeah.
And then he caught a lot of criticism for it.
And he's supposed to be one of the leaders of the team, rightfully so.
And now notice, don't you think it's ironic? Now he's back every day and he's showing himself in Cleveland. And it's weird because they have four quarterbacks ahead of him.
It's not.
So now he is. He wasn't here when he was the guy.
I know.
Now there's four guys ahead of him and he's here every day. And everybody has to feign nice things to say about him.
Guys, it's the same reason my dad went to work the final few years of his career. He has to go. He got to go. You got to make the appearance. That's what he has to do. By the way, you can win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. You're My Best Friend tour on October 13th at Rocket Arena. Enter the word Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, by the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from Live Nation and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. That word again is Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, that Veronica event.
And they've already taken down all of the signage about Watson. It's all gone now. So it's got to be so bizarre, and yet he's there. He's interacting with teammates, and they're saying all these great things about him as a mentor. The internet is just having a field day.
And I heard
with thinking about Deshaun Watson with all his bad decision making as a mentor.
Well, that's my thing. Is I kept hearing other shows talk about it, and I went, "Damn it!" Because on Tuesday it was discussed, and I knew I had yesterday off, and I go, "Man, I missed." In the words of Andy Roth, I missed an opportunity. Because it hit me. I'm hearing all these things, and I'm not taking shots at any other show. Usually I am. But they're going, do you not want Deshaun Watson? Is he the last person you want mentoring Shedeur Sanders? And people are bringing up obvious things that we've discussed millions of times over. Guys, you and I know it. It ain't like that. I'm sure there's guys in the locker room who do like Deshaun Watson. My whole thing about mentoring is, do you want a guy who allegedly still can't read a defense this many years into his career mentoring Shedeur Sanders? Is there any real mentorship breaking down? He's watching film with him. Probably because he's trying to learn too. He's breaking down. No, he's not. Bill O'Brien, that story that came out last year, Charles Robinson, that Bill O'Brien's calling plays and telling him what to do. So if he doesn't get it, he ain't going to get it. So there's no mentoring going on other than Deshaun Watson's been in the league for a long time. Shedeur Sanders is a rookie. And they don't think about these sort of things the way the fans do. So the mentoring going on, I'm sure he's real nice with his teammates. But, we got to see it in cover two. Can you see it in cover two? Can you see these defenses? I think Shedeur can. And if he hasn't, I'm convinced he at some point will. We know Dylan Gabriel can. We certainly know that Joe, and to a degree, I think Kenny can. I think they can. But damn, like, how many years into his career is he? 9, 10? I mean, if he ain't got it by now, he ain't going to get it. So that's where I'm at on that. I go, damn it, I missed an opportunity here because it was right there in front of me. Ain't no mentoring going on that. Hell, if he's doing anything, he's learning with him. All right, give me one good reason why you don't want LeBron. And I underline the word good. Give me a good reason.
Can they just say age?
They gotta give more than just age. I'm serious. 216-474-0092.
Can they say he might retire after next year? By the way, I don't think he will.
Make me change.
Could they say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Make me change my mind on LeBron. Guys, you know I was with you. I was with you going, it's nice to see this team, because it was so nice to not be, I don't want to say out from underneath LeBron's cloud, but you do feel powerless when your franchise, and there were good basketball teams before, there were good Cavaliers teams before LeBron, but you understand where we're at. In this generation of basketball, it's an uncomfortable feeling to be completely at the whims of one guy, because that's how much power he has over an organization that he takes over. Because, yeah, he takes it over. And it felt powerless and very uncomfortable. And you won a championship, and it felt like, hey, we got a championship now. We got what we wanted out of it. I wish him well. Let's wish ourselves well. And it's, man, we were doing it. We got Donovan. We got Evan. We got Darius. We got Jared Allen. We got these other pieces that are fitting in here. It's clicking. It's working. And then they go and they get embarrassed by the Knicks. Okay, year two. They it's clicking. It's working. Okay, they get past the first round. They get to the Celtics and okay, but the Celtics ended up going to the NBA Finals and winning the championship. Okay, all right. That's 2 years. I mean, you gotta go and approach the wall a couple of times before you run through it. And then we got to this year. 64 wins. Cat's ass. Is this team destined for a finals? Should we or should we not make parade plans? To the point, I will tell you boys this, that my boss is here at the Fan, and my boss is over at Fox 8. We're already going, well, you know, in June, we might have parade things that we have to do. We have to get ready for these things. We have to get ready for these possible events, and we need to know, are you going to be with your... Like, there were plans being made, and then they lose to the Indiana Pacers. And I got two more years before a player option for Donovan. And he could do the Jose thing. He'd get more money than Jose, but you get what I'm saying. He could decide to stay, and he very well could anyway. It could be his best bet. But two more years of playoff exits. Do you have faith that it's going to get better than this? I don't think you can say it. And if you can't say it, then where else are you supposed to go with it? That means I got two more years left. I got two more years of Donovan, who's obsessed with winning a championship. I got two more years with Evan Mobley where I can make him grow into the player that I need to make him grow. And who better to make him grow into that player than another man who's also obsessed with legacy? Because if he comes back, I can't imagine under any circumstances. Say what you want to about LeBron. He is a proud, proud man. I don't think he's going to come here and just walk around on the floor. I don't think that he's going to come here and half-ass anything. And because of what's happened over the last couple of years, Lima, I know I'm going on and on, but let me make this one impassioned plea and then off you go. This is why I've come across the aisle, is the last 2 years have been so devastating, so embarrassing, and I don't believe you have any other action that you can really take that gives you any much of this chance. If you get him, you are penciled into the finals. I don't know what you'd be able to do against the West, but you are easily, the best team in the East. Right now, I mean, there were people before they hired Mike Brown some way, somehow, put the Knicks in some odds books ahead of sports, some sports books ahead of you. The Magic in some sports books are with you. The Pistons are looked at as an up-and-coming team. Nobody fears the Cavaliers. No matter what, some of these guys were in diapers when LeBron James was playing. Some of these guys weren't even born when LeBron James first started playing. He casts a figure over the team, over the league, and he's a guy that commands instant respect the minute he walks on the floor. And even the person who's listening to this right now, who's the biggest LeBron hater in the world, has to admit that. So I want a good reason why you don't want LeBron here. Because I've had to come across the aisle. I got two more years left. He looks like he might have a year or two left. Makes sense.
Obviously, you know, Kenny, where I stand on it, simply because I think people have gotten a little carried away talking about the future of the Cavs, the future of the Cavs, the future of the Cavs. You've already had Donovan Mitchell for how long? 3 years. He hasn't been able to get out of the second round. Not his fault, by the way, but he needs more help. And we know these salaries skyrocket, like already because of the Defensive Player of the Year clause got triggered in the contract for Evan Mobley. He's up to, you know, 2026. He's up to $50 million after next year. Donovan Mitchell's eligible. Do you know what he's eligible for an extension? 5 years, $380 million. We're talking $76 million a year. Darius Garland's up for an extension now. Right now, he can start to talk to the Cavs and try to pressure them into giving him a contract. You're not keeping all three guys anyway. So this thought that we have 5 more years of a window with these young Cavs, no, you don't. No, you don't at all. Plus, Donovan Mitchell, who's already been on fumes the last few years in the second round, mind you, you have to go 4 rounds to win a championship. Second round, he has been limping to the finish line. So this 5-year window is not 5 years. You have a 2-year window. You have a 2-year window. Well, do you have a better chance winning a championship with the Cavs with Darius Garland on a 2-year window with Evan and Donovan, or do you have a better chance with LeBron James?
You have a better chance with LeBron James.
Who was a top 10 player in the league last year. He was all NBA second team, and still the numbers are the numbers. If you don't believe in the numbers, just watch him on the floor. He's still a towering guy who, as we know, can reach a different level in the playoffs. You don't know that about Darius Garland. You don't know that about the current iteration of the Cavs. So, yeah, it is risky, 100%. Is it also risky just assuming that this team running it back again? We assumed that the year before. Where did it get them?
I think it's
they
even
lost
riskier.
To a team they were way they were favored
riskier.
Over.
Because by this time next year, everything will be set in stone. He'll either still be with the Lakers, which he probably will be, and he'll be getting ready to retire. And then at that point, you're just not going to have that chance. So it's even riskier. I mean, you could go after LeBron and get LeBron and still get beat in the NBA Finals. Like Oklahoma City, they're going to be a good team for a while. And you could still get beat by Oklahoma City in the finals. But I can almost guarantee you you're going to the finals with LeBron James. I can make no guarantees that you could even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals with the team they currently have now. Call it what it is. Call it what it is. This is, again, a marriage of business and convenience. It bothers me that we've reached this level. I was hoping that we would see a team that we could at least, okay, it's been done. There's no LeBron. As great as LeBron is, as thankful I am for the championship, we were all moving on. But here we are, and we just can't move on because they can't move on in the NBA playoffs. As great, as tough as Donovan is, and he's a great player, well, he'd be a hell of a lot greater if he had LeBron with him. As much potential as Evan has, he'd have a hell of a lot more potential and have a better chance of reaching that potential if he were with LeBron. So give me a real good reason